Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
In a press conference in Jerusalem with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, President Barack Obama said the United States and Israel agree that a nuclear-armed Iran would be a threat to the region, a threat to the world, and potentially an existential threat to Israel. He said both countries share the same goal, to prevent Iran from acquiring a nuclear weapon. Mr. Obama also said, "We prefer to resolve the problem diplomatically, and there's still time to do so."
The question is, will Iranian leadership seize that opportunity? Will they walk through that door?
If a diplomatic resolution is reached, it will not only serve the interests of the international community, Mr. Obama said, but the interests of the Iranian people.
Because the truth of the matter is that the most permanent solution to the Iranian situation is ultimately going to be their decision that it is not worth it for them to pursue nuclear weapons. If we can get that, that's good for everybody, because it would allow them to break out of the isolation that has hampered their society and their economic development for many years.
Until Iran's leaders take steps to resolve the situation diplomatically, President Obama said, the international community will continue to increase the pressure on the Iranian government. All options are on the table. We will do what is necessary to prevent Iran from getting the world's worst weapons.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at www.voanews.com/editorials.